Another benefit the student athlete had at Kansas in those days was the opportunity to meet the father of basketball, Dr. James Naismith, a fact Rupp would forever cherish.
He was always in the gymnasium early and late. He was a hard worker. He was interested in developing the youth of the land. I remember the first class I ever had under Dr. Naismith was a class in hygiene. He's a very interesting teacher. He taught largely from his huge knowledge. He seldom had any notes. He lectured very interestingly, and he talked very plainly. He didn't hesitate to call a spade, and he was mainly concerned to see that the boys conducted themselves the way gentlemen ought to that attend a state university. He was interested in basketball, but Naismith told me many, many times that he never believed that the game of basketball would ever be a game that would draw national attention, and he never believed that it would ever grow to the point where admission would be charged to see the game played. I wish that it were possible for Dr. Naismith to come back and see the game as it has developed now, because he wouldn't believe that you can turn out crowds as large as we have today to see the games. He was also a minister, and I never heard him curse at any time. He never lost his temper. He attended basketball practice, and he was very much interested in the boys that played basketball. They were his darlings, and you could go into his office at any time that you wanted to and have a nice chat with him. I remember when we sent him to the Olympic Games in Berlin in 1936. It was my assignment at that time to call him out of the room because the National Association of Basketball Coaches didn't have a great deal of money at that time, and they were thinking of sending Dr. Naismith and his wife to the Olympic Games, and because they were being played for the first time in Olympic competition, and they thought that the inventor of the game should make the trip. And I called him out, and I didn't think they'd ever get that vote taken and find the money to send him, because I ran out of everything to talk to the man about, and he was getting fidgety, and I guess he wondered, what in the world does Adolf want with me out here? Why doesn't he get to the point? And I couldn't tell him that they're talking about you in there, because that had given it away, but soon they came to the door and they motioned for me to bring the doctor in. I brought the doctor in, and when they told him that they had decided that they would send he and his wife to the Olympic Games, the doctor choked and was really deeply impressed with the fact that now the game had really and truly become an international sport where teams from all over the world were competing, and it made him so happy to think that the game was being played in the Olympics. And, of course, Dr. Allen was responsible for the acceptance of the game in the Olympics. He fought and fought to get this by the Olympic Committee. But for some reason or another, they didn't think that basketball would be a good game. I think they've changed their mind on this now, and I think basketball will be part of the Olympics for a long time to come. I learned a lot from this man. I learned a lot of his philosophy, his philosophy of life, the way he felt about things. And then, of course, he also passed some of this on to Dr. Allen, as I mentioned before. And from the two of them, I got the philosophy of basketball that I now embrace.